Hi everyone, I'm Chris Waugh, and I've made it, I've thought a great deal about what I'm about to talk about. In fact, I've been thinking about this thing that I'm about to talk about for about the last 38 years. And interestingly, even though it, you know, I'm used to the idea, I still find it a big challenge to stand up and have a conversation about this thing. So it's important to me, and I want to communicate to you why this is important. I want to try and have you understand why this is important, because you're all teachers, and so you are absolutely the people who need to hear this. When I was a schoolboy, I did normal schoolboy things, but I was a particularly angry and isolated one, and it's because I lived in New Zealand and I was gay. And at the time, I was a it was illegal to be gay. You know, performing sexual acts between men would lead to your being on the wrong side of the law. Didn't know any other gay people. In fact, I didn't know they existed except for within me. And I was filled with shame and filled with self-hatred. And I did really well in my assessments, super well. You know, like in New Zealand, it's A1. I got lots of those. But I didn't have any hope for my future, because the things that really mattered to me about who I was were not being positively reinforced. And so I'm going to talk to you about what you can do about those boys like me. First of all, I'm going to talk about what I do. And I'm just thinking that by hearing what I do, you might be able to think of some ideas that are authentic to you. But one of the most important things I do with my students is that I'm honest with them about who I am. Now, in my case, that means they know that I'm a gay teacher, a gay man, a person who loves men. I know I'm allowed to say that now, but I don't know anyone else who says it in a classroom. And the fact that I'm shaking, which doesn't normally happen when I stand up in front of a group of people, means this is still an issue. And it's an issue that we, beyond most people, have a unique opportunity to resolve for those guys like me when they were younger, so they don't have to experience what I experience even now talking about this. We'll talk about the broader implications of that in a minute, but first of all, I just want to talk about this particular. For example, in my secondary school, we studied The Importance of Being Earnest, which was by Oscar Wilde. Nobody mentioned that Oscar Wilde was gay. They could have done that. It would have made a big difference to me. They didn't see it as relevant. If that's not relevant, then I don't know what is relevant in our teaching and learning. That fact would have made all the difference to this one kid. And their concealing of that information was a betrayal of me. And we mustn't be too afraid of those difficult moments in the classroom, because if we are afraid and we do avoid them, we're betraying the kids in our classes who need us to be brave about that stuff. Now, I'm not saying you should all go up in front of your classes and tell them you're gay so that the gay kids in your class don't feel isolated, although feel free, because, you know, but I am saying, and I'm not saying that it has to be about sexuality either, because each of us has our thing. This is just my one. And I've got some reasons that I think that it's important that we do this as teachers. It's an opportunity for us. I talk all the time about our authenticity in the classroom, how what we do needs to be authentic, how when we talk to our students, we need to be giving them a message that is they can trust and that they can verify and that rings true. And I don't see how we can do that unless we're also authentic in our character in the classroom, because we are a human being in their world. We're a human being in a big part of their world, and they need to see us in a fairly accurate and courageous way in order to be able to get the kind of messages they need to get in order to function themselves. I need to be able to be comfortable about who I am if I'm to suggest that they should be comfortable about who they are. They look to me for their signal about how to be. And if I start to show courage, it allows courage in the classroom. And it signals to them that they can also be courageous. And we know, because we talk all the time, about the risk-taking needed to succeed. But unless we're prepared to demonstrate that and walk that talk ourselves, whether it is about our personal selves or whether it's a risk we'll take in another form, then how can we expect it of our students? Another aspect of this that I think could be useful and that you, I think, need to be thinking about all the time when you're working with your students is sometimes it comes down to you. So, for example, coming back to the gay thing, my family don't share that difference. I have no idea about it. I don't go home to a safe environment where that's an okay thing. I go home to a hostile environment where I'm terrified of them finding out. The only place that it could have been possible for someone to have sent me a positive message about who I was my school, and it didn't happen for me. I don't want that to be the case for the people in our classes. I want those, and I'm talking about the gay kids in this case, to feel as if the school at least is a place that understands that they have a right to exist in our society and that we're proud of them and that we love them, just like we do with all the others. But sometimes these things have to be explicit. You can't just think it and imagine that the kids will believe that that's the case, because the messages they're being sent are not those messages in the wider world, and they will make assumptions based on what they observe. So sometimes it's our courage that creates their safety. Another aspect of this being a useful thing is that it helps us to explore the possibilities of how expectations can be undermined. We can play with these messages about who someone is and what they look like. For example, I work in a boys' school, and while most other people make different assumptions, I'm always talking about their future husbands. And I tell you what, that's fun. There's no fear for them in that. The only reason that that would become a scary thing is if we tell them it's scary. Because from their point of view, they see someone in front of the class who happens to be a sexuality that's different to the mainstream, and he seems to have a job, he seems to have friends, he seems to have a happy life doing a career that he wants, so why should not that be the case for any of them, no matter what differences they show? So I'm standing here in front of you, telling you this thing, so that you remember that who you are in the classroom is as important as what you do. Thank you.